From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, January 29th. I'm Abby Larico. Wheat isn't grown as much as it used to be across the Midwest and Great Plains, and that's because of drier weather, and because wheat has seen fewer advancements than other crops. But seed companies and universities are working to develop a wheat hybrid.
It gives us some greater optimism as we move into a potentially drier future when we think about, you know, food security.
We'll talk about the effort to make a better wheat coming up after this news on The Gateway. A Missouri House committee held a hearing on a set of resolutions that begin the process of eliminating the state income tax. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, critics of the plan are worried, though, about how the state would make up lost revenue.
The proposed amendment, if approved by voters, would allow lawmakers to expand state and local sales and use taxes to supplement the lost income tax revenue. While the amendment did draw support from groups seeking lower taxes, it also produced criticism over the likely increase in sales taxes. Jay Hardenbrook with AARP Missouri said he strongly opposed the resolutions.
This is a huge tax shift onto older people in the state of Missouri. And if you rely on a public pension or Social Security for the majority of your income, you are going to see a massive, massive tax increase, and it's going to be in everyday costs.
The specific plan to eliminate the income tax is not listed in the amendment. That would come at a later time. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Officers with the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department may be set for a big raise. The union representing the department is holding meetings about a proposed new contract. Though the terms of the deal have not been made public, sources say patrol officers would get a 7% raise in its first year. If ratified, the agreement would be the first struck between the union and the state-appointed Board of Police Commissioners. With pension costs and the required matching raises for firefighters, the new contract could cost the city more than $13 million. Salaries count toward a requirement that the city spend 25% of its budget on police by 2028. The annual Missouri State of the Judiciary address to the legislature was suddenly canceled Wednesday morning, shortly before it was set to begin. As St. Louis Public Radio's Lily Halloran reports, Republicans threatened to protest a state Supreme Court decision issued last week.
The Missouri Supreme Court overturned a law passed last year that granted greater control to the Secretary of State to rewrite ballot summaries. Senate Republicans planned to voice their discontent with the court's decision, and many still took to the floor after learning that Supreme Court Chief Justice W. Brent Powell's speech was canceled. Senator Rick Bratton sponsored the bill last session.
The spheres of authority that are granted to each branch of government, they don't like it, so therefore they're just going to do whatever the heck they want to do. They want to act like they're the legislature.
It's one of many grievances Republicans have raised over Supreme Court decisions in recent years. In Jefferson City, I'm Lily Halloran, St. Louis Public Radio.
Powell could not immediately be reached for comment. Advocates are raising alarm over the number of people who died in Missouri prisons last year, 108, which they say is especially concerning since the state's prison population is at its lowest in decades. Some told St. Louis on the air that their main priority is transparency, since the Missouri Department of Corrections currently doesn't have an independent oversight board. Jerika White is the criminal justice policy manager at the nonprofit Empower Missouri.
We're starting to see the same pattern of consistently over 100 deaths or more every year for the last few years. I will say a lot of that has to do with the lack of health care and the lack of oversight.
White says she's been tracking lawsuits against the DOC, and she hopes lawmakers pay more attention to them to help bring more transparency to prison issues. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is saying that the Department of Homeland Security needs to be, in his words, thrown out and revamped. This comes after federal immigration enforcement agents fatally shot Renee Good and Alex Preddy in Minneapolis. Pritzker says the federal government is, quote, literally attacking American citizens.
This cannot go on, especially in a world where they're taking away health care, they're taking away funding for food assistance for children. They're now going to spend a whole bunch of money building up what can only be described as a secret police force.
The U.S. Senate is considering a DHS appropriations bill to avert a government shutdown Saturday, But Democrats are vowing to block it because of violent tactics used by federal agents. Pritzker also renewed his call for DHS Secretary Kristi Noem to be impeached. The former head of the board of Circus Flora has admitted to stealing more than $100,000 from the local arts institution between December of 2022 and fall of 2023. George Pace has pleaded guilty to four counts of wire fraud. He admitted to using a credit card linked to Circus Flora's account for personal use, including paying for restaurants and skincare treatment, and diverting donor checks into his personal bank account. Pace will be sentenced in May. Circus Flora says in a statement that it is grateful for the work of law enforcement and prosecutors, and adds that the organization has changed its internal processes to prevent something similar from happening in the future. St. Louis environmental and recycling groups say they're worried about a state bill that would dissolve solid waste management districts across the state. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, those districts provide grant funding to environmental groups.
The districts plan recycling and waste management services at the local level, including in St. Louis. Lawmakers say by dissolving the districts, the leftover administrative funds can be used to help test and treat abandoned landfills. Jessica Watson is executive director of Earth Day 365. She says the nonprofit gets a third of its funding from the district.
It puts all of this program management onto, you know, nonprofits and city governments and the folks that really know the problem intimately, and so they know how to address it. And it's working.
The bill's sponsor says current grantees would be prioritized in the initial part of the transition and that the grant process will not be adjusted. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Wheat isn't grown as much as it used to be in Missouri. Last year saw only 500,000 acres of wheat planted statewide. That's compared to almost 3 million acres in the 1980s. Production is also down in big wheat states across the Great Plains. With poor profits and drier climates, the hard red winter wheat has been harder to manage. But as Harvest Public Media contributor Kaylin Moore reports, new innovations could rejuvenate the wheat belt.
You can see the pollen on that leaf.
It's late summer in western Kansas, and agronomist Logan Simon is walking through test plots used to experiment with corn, cotton, and wheat just outside Garden City.
I do conduct research across southwest Kansas, including this study that we are in today.
The success of wheat farming in Kansas and other states relies on research by scientists like Simon who study crop production. It brings better bread to your stores, healthy livestock that you eat, and biofuels for your cars. That research also leads to new hybrid varieties. These hybrids usually take good traits from different crop varieties and combine them to make a plant that's healthier, hardier, or produces more.
It gives us some greater optimism as we move into a potentially drier future when we think about, you know, food security.
From the Dakotas to Texas, wheat acres have been on the decline due to higher temperatures, drought, and farmers shifting to more profitable crops. Nebraska plants about half of the wheat acres it did 20 years ago. Kansas and Oklahoma have followed similar trends. Scientists, including Catherine Frells, have racked their brains trying to make better wheat hybrids that can thrive under climate change. Frells, who works in wheat breeding at the University of Nebraska, says people witness the scientific success of agriculture without even realizing it.
Whatever crop they're looking at as they you know, go to church, go to the grocery store, whatever, someone had to develop that variety.
Corn hybrids emerged in the 1930s, and soybeans followed a decade later. But why not wheat? Well, wheat pollinates itself, which has made creating hybrid varieties nearly impossible. Jesse Ault is the lead wheat breeder at the global ag company Corteva. Hybrids have consumed most of her career. Back in 2018, scientists mapped out the genome of wheat after decades of research, finally allowing breeders like Ault to find ways to stop wheat from pollinating itself so it could be bred.
It has been the most exciting thing of my career. Like, we can do this. This is really different. And then we, of course, paired it up with, you know, different field tools that we've been using, you know, different planting practices, drones, genetics, and it really started to build very quickly upon itself.
What this breakthrough means for wheat farmers is potentially 20% higher yields with less water, fertilizer, or herbicides. But farmers will need to be able to see and feel the crop if they are going to take a chance on it.
Kick the tires, if you will.
That's farmer Jason Gaddert from Bueller, Kansas. Corteva used Kansas for 70% of their test plots, one of them being on Gaddert's land. He says that the hybrid wheat he has tested has looked good, and even produced higher yields. He wants to see how much better that wheat will handle dry times when the rains don't come.
If it can handle that stress better, then you're going to clearly get a better yield or better quality product, and then that becomes more profitable.
But there is a problem with wheat hybrids on the horizon. They will be pretty pricey, and in order to change agriculture, farmers have to actually use the seed. Farmers are able to salvage wheat seed from harvest, saving some money the next planting season. But with hybrids, the seed won't be reusable. So the question is, can the hybrids make farmers enough money to justify the increased cost? Mike Krieghauser is an agronomist for Pioneer, a subsidiary of Corteva. He works with farmers in northwest Kansas, and he remains optimistic about hybrid wheat.
I mean, it's wheat. It should be the easiest adopting hybrid thing that we've ever done in the history of agriculture, really.
Corteva hopes to roll out hybrid wheat on the markets in 2027. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kaylin Moore.
The story was originally produced by the Kansas News Service. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.